Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh, it's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about a bird which mimics and copies everyone. Do you know which bird I'm talking about? I'm not talking about little Hoodhood. Instead, I'm talking about a parrot. Now, parrots are wonderful birds. They live all over, in tropical regions and in our homes too. They lead a very social life, and it's interesting that parrots show generosity and caring for their food with other parrots. Have you seen animals fighting over food? Well, the parrot is one of those creatures that Allah made that love sharing their food. They go to the fruit-bearing trees and they share with each other. If you have two parrots living in one cage at home, they'll share their food with each other without fighting. Parrots hold their food with their feet and they bite it as if they're eating a sandwich. Their favorite food is a sunflower seed, which is something that we humans enjoy too, isn't it? Now, with the help of their curled tongues, they can divide the seed in the shell in two. Maybe it's a bit difficult for us to open, but for them it's so easy. They can lay 2 to 8 years and eggs a year. In that time, they take turns sitting together to grow their little eggs. The most important feature of a parrot is their way to imitate and copy sounds. My butterflies, do you have a parrot at home? Does he say words all the time? I have a little parrot. He copies what we say. If we say Assalamu alaikum, birdie will say it too. If we say hello, how are you, the little bird will copy it. Birds can copy what they say, but they don't understand what they're saying. Human beings can only understand. The little parrots can pronounce the words that they hear repeatedly. They only repeat the sounds that they hear. Can your little bird imitate and copy a doorbell or a ringing of a telephone? If you have a parrot at home, you'll assume and think that your doorbell is ringing, isn't it? Or that your phone is ringing. If these bright-colored talkative animals had not been created, We couldn't even imagine that a creature like this can exist. We won't be able to wish that a colorful bird can copy the way we talk. We can't even think about anything that Allah doesn't teach us. Allah created everything so uniquely. Allah says in the Quran, the creator, the maker, the giver of form. This is the case with the little parrots. Allah created beautiful things around us. He shows us His miracles and signs everywhere, isn't it, butterflies? In return, Allah only wants us to recognize the beauty that He created, be grateful to Him, and thank Him, and keep ourselves occupied with thinking about the creation of Allah. My butterflies, did you know by looking after the creatures that Allah has put on this earth, like looking after your birds, Allah will reward you for it? Feeding it, treating it well, looking after it. If you do this, Allah will reward you. Don't you want the reward from Allah? Let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll teach you a little more.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Let's read a story called The Wise Parrot. Once upon a time there lived a parrot in the forest. He was very handsome. Allah had created him with a perfect beak and wings that were so beautiful. His younger brother parrot also lived with him. Both of them lived happily in the forest. They shared their food, they shared everything they had because they knew Allah loved those who share. One day, a hunter came into the forest. He saw the pair of parrots and thought, "These parrots are very beautiful and special. I'll take them, catch them, and present them to the king." So he spread out his net in the jungle to catch them. And soon, both of the parrots were trapped. He kept them in a cage and went to the palace and said to the king, "O king, see this beautiful pair of parrots. I caught them in the forest. Seeing their beauty, I decided to bring them to you. They'll add beauty to your palace." The king was very happy. He gave the hunter 1,000 coins. He kept the parrots in a golden cage. He ordered the servants to look after them well. The parrots were looked after very well. They were treated as important birds. They were given the best of food, the best of fruit, the best of animal and bird toys. They were so beautiful and spoke so well that they were the center of attraction. Every day the young prince would come and play with them. These parrots were treated so well. They were very happy and they thanked Allah for this amazing life that they had. One day the little brother parrot said to the big brother parrot, "We are getting such royal treatment. We really are lucky. I hope insha'Allah we are always this lucky. And I hope Allah rewards the king and his prince and his servants too." One day, some bad men came into the castle. They wanted to catch the king, but the king didn't know. They wanted to catch the prince. He didn't know either. They didn't know that the bad man was in the castle already. As day turned to evening, the bad man came closer and closer. The parrots saw this. They were very shocked. They knew the king and the prince would be in trouble. And they knew that the king and the prince were good people. They wanted to help them and save them. So at the top of their lungs, they both started squawking, "Help, help, help, help! Bad man, bad man, bad man!" The king saw this. The guards heard it too. The prince woke up from his sleep. All of them caught the bad man. Thanks to the parrots and these good little birds, the prince and the king were safe. They thanked the parrots and were very happy. They gave them the best dishes and the best fruit too. The birds were the center of attraction for saving the prince and the king. The king and the prince for treating the birds so well. Allah had rewarded them, protected them, and saved them by using the young parrots to talk, make a noise, and alert the guards. You see, butterflies, if we look after the animals and the creation of Allah, Allah will be happy with us. Who knows, maybe our parrots can come to our rescue one day. My butterflies, will you look after the pets that you have just for the pleasure of Allah? I hope so, inshallah.
نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
الملك القدوس الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير السميع البصير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, illa liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.